This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. COVID cases and hospitalizations are rising in Colorado. Dr. Ivor Douglas specializes in pulmonary intensive care at Denver Health Hospital. He tells Colorado Matters that the current spike is different from the first wave and that hospitals were less busy in May because non-COVID patients stayed away.
We're now in a situation where these patients are being admitted to very, very busy hospitals, and that's really adding tremendous strain, such that I think we're over 70% ICU bed capacity across the region already.
Douglas says identifying COVID patients versus those with the flu could further strain the healthcare system. He urges getting a flu shot. 500,000 Coloradans have downloaded or activated an exposure notification system since it launched Sunday. Sarah Thunberg with the State Health Department says the app alerts users if they've been close to a person who tested positive for COVID.
If 15% of our total Colorado population enable exposure notification, we can reduce infections by 8% and reduce fatalities by 6%.
Several states use the app, though the effectiveness is not known. Thunberg says the system is a game changer as infections and hospitalizations are rising. Pueblo residents will be under a two-week curfew from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. starting tomorrow morning following a rise in COVID cases in Pueblo County. There are exceptions for essential trips like going to work or the grocery store. This is CPR News.